This is Will.
This is Dana.
This is Duncan.
Patrick.
Joanna.
James.
All right. Duncan. You're at the steps of Baylor. Standing in front of you is your old enemy, Eddard Stark. He accused you of being a bastard, but you know that's not true. He confesses his crime and asks to be put on the wall. What do you do?
I podcast.
Magic missile!
When we last left our heroes, you guys had fought off some very dangerous-looking individuals and escaped onto the Fist of Apollo, which made a gigantic whirling jump through the air to the relative safety of not there. The ship took relatively little damage. And you know this because you didn't feel like the ship got much shorter when it happened. It landed engines down, which again is why it didn't get much shorter. The hull is almost certainly, probably... You gotta believe it's not compromised. Like, that'd be awful. Maybe you should work on that. I don't know. I'm sure someone will deal with it. You don't need to worry about that, I guess. When you guys get into the hangar, it's got everything all over the place. There were tools out at the time. People weren't necessarily strapped down. There have been some very few limited casualties of some people who hadn't gotten locked down in time. Unfortunately, support staff LaChance did not make it. He bravely tried to get all of the biomech engineers into their harnesses before they made the jump, but he was not able to get to his own. Guys never gave him a second thought. Oh well, he probably wasn't that important.
I don't care, too. Who was LaChance again? I'm sorry.
You guys never met him. He's just a janitor.
Oh, okay. All right.
Someone who cleaned up so after your messes.
I don't remember this person at all.
Died. You guys were too high up for him anyway.
No.
So, in the disarray of the hangar, once you guys have been let out of the clamps for your giant mechs, well, I suppose your 15-foot tall mechs, Commander Sasaki rushes in to the hangar. Guys, I'm going to need you and some other people, I guess, to come to the briefing room. Quick. Okay. I'll see you guys there, I guess. Okay, bye. And then she rushes back out.
Bye.
I'm unconscious.
Yeah, what about Artemis? Is somebody...
The top of my canopy is still closed.
Do you guys notice when Artemis does not come out of the mech with everyone else?
I think Graham definitely notices.
I notice. Where's Artemis?
Graham will go over and bang on Deadeye. Artemis, come on! Artemis? Oh, shit.
You think she's in there?
Well, where else would she be?
If you walk up, did you get up and look into the canopy?
No. She's too short.
The canopy's cracked badly.
Yeah. Alright, Rookie, get over here. Alright. And Graham will start to climb off Deadeye to see what's going on.
I follow up the ladder.
There's a lot of blood.
Oh. Oh, shit. She's gonna be a whole cyborg, isn't she? Alright, Rookie. Come here. Are you... Have you seen a lot of blood?
I'm the medic.
All right.
So yes.
Well, I'm just saying there's a lot in there, so get ready. It might sploosh out on you when I open this.
All right? All right.
Have you guys seen The Shining? The scene where they're chasing each other through the maze, it looks just like that.
It's not like I'm lying in a pool of my own blood. But, I would say that, like, the whole side of my face is bloody.
Is any part of you off?
I don't think off, but my right arm is bent at weird angles, and there's probably bits of bone sticking through.
Tell me your arm is bent at weird angles.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Angles. At least two. Like, one of the joints is not oriented in the right direction, and there's an X, at least one extra joint.
Well, that seems like it's going to be pretty useful.
And then, like, the pants of my flight suit are staying right on the right side. And it looks like the leg's being crushed.
Mm-hmm. So what, apparatus do we normally have? I imagine there's like an emergency get people out of their mechs gurney type thing, isn't there?
There are some stretchers that are up against a wall tied down. They are for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. I want to yell to whatever support staff are around. Somebody bring me a stretcher! Stat!
Petrov, who steps over a bloody mess that may or may not have been where LaChance died, but you guys don't know that yet, goes to the wall and wrestles a stretcher off of it and brings it, and rolls it to you guys after setting it up.
Alright, we need to get Artemis to the infirmary.
Absolutely.
And yes, it does lever up to 10 feet.
Oh, excellent.
It's for mechs. It does all kinds of heights.
We'll leave her on the stretcher. Sorry, Graham.
Graham just looks at you. Anyways, she's unconscious, and do we need to... What do we need to do? I know how to do this on a battlefield, but since we're here, I'll let you take the lead on this one.
Well, I have no medical equipment on me right now, so we basically need to roll to the infirmary.
Alright, well.
So you roll her off to the infirmary, yes?
Yes.
And I think as you're rolling her to the infirmary, like as you're rolling her out of the hangar bay, one ice blue eye blinks open and sort of stares blankly up at you. And there's, like, a moment of recognition, and then it closes again.
So you guys roll on off there. In the meantime,
are
you coming with, them?
I'm actually not going to go with them. I'm going to report to briefing room since he seems to have it taken care of. Also, I need to keep an eye on Ix.
I am going to be late, because I will be... lecturing this the hangar chief about all the very delicate repairs that need to be done on Ripper without damaging the camouflage equipment.
Lieutenant Moran continues to give you nods, not listening. You've seen the look. She's got a lot of shit on her mind right now, and she's not thrilled to be lectured at.
Not really lectured, like I'm explaining to Black is very means like this needs to be done very meticulously, blah blah blah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. There was no way that I could know that. They gave me 2 minutes' notice that they were going to jump this shit. I promise you, that is not in procedure. We're lucky the whole hangar isn't upside down. I did that. That's why your mechs could get on board. And you're just going to take that?
I'm going to read a tense social situation. I assume this is a tense social situation.
She's pissed off at you.
Denied. Nope,
everything's fine.
Snake eyes. Plus your reader.
Doesn't matter.
Plus zero.
Moran.
No, I can use brain, so it's actually a...
It still doesn't matter.
Lieutenant Moran just doesn't seem to care about the safety and efficiency of the hangar. She just seems wildly unprofessional. You don't get why she even got there.
Well, I say, Lieutenant, how long does it normally take to repair a mech?
A couple hours. 24 is good to repair a mech, because they do grow back stuff very quickly, as long as it's biological damage. If it's metallic structural damage, it could take much longer.
Maybe we'll steal. Keep my cool.
Oh, I see.
Okay. 9. I'm going to let her attitude slide. And I'm going to be like, Lieutenant, I need to be at the briefing. So you just do what you need to do.
She gives you a I'm like, there's a partial hit. I've got some.
That's the technical charm.
All right. Well, that's fine. While Black forgives this slight, he will always remember it.
What's a weird thing to say to her?
It's not a character. Why is someone narrating your thoughts?
Rookie, why are you narrating my thoughts?
Most obnoxious character.
So I go to the briefing room.
Ix?
To the lab!
I can just imagine Ix's big face.
So, right now, we've got you two in the med bay.
Yeah.
You two are going to
the briefing.
The briefing. Mm-hmm. But poor Ix is all on her own.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that seems good. let's go see how the briefing's going. Commander Sasaki's there, along with Lieutenant Morales and Witchy.
Is she still super psych? Like, I'm just happy to be here.
No, Witchy is now... Her usual smirk is not on her face.
Oh, wow.
Sasaki clears her throat. So, I know you guys know this already, but I want to reiterate. Where's Artemis?
Artemis is in the med bay being cared for by Chet. She's in serious condition and unconscious, and Chet is doing all that he can for her.
Is she going to be okay?
Well, that's a good question. She pulled through the last time. That's all I can tell you. I'm no doctor.
Hmm. Would you like to read a person?
Yes. I'd love to read a person.
You can't read a person, but you can connect with someone.
Or connect with someone.
Yes.
Well, I don't. I don't connect with her at all.
Deeply, deeply concerned and confused about the situation.
I would try to read Commander Sasaki.
Connect.
Connect.
You have to have a conversation first.
You, yeah, oh. why don't we talk about it? Okay. So why don't you start us off with something?
Black says, I trust that Artemis will pull through. However, I think it would be prudent to have a contingency should something were to happen to Artemis. For the good of the team, of course.
Are you... That seems to me like
That's a manipulate.
That's a manipulate.
I'm not actually trying to manipulate Sasuke. I just want to kind of push her buttons a little bit and see how she feels about this whole situation. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Okay. Let's do a little roleplay. Show me what your connect is.
Okay. 7.
So you get to ask one question. Why don't you ask a...
Please respect.
Yeah.
Let's burn one of my respects to get, full...
All right, you get 3 questions. I want to see you work those into that conversation, though. So,
okay.
Ask your 3 questions in conversation.
Ask your 3 questions. I'm not afraid. I want to know how she feels about this, about the fact that Artemis could be out of commission.
Artemis, I don't know if we can even replace Artemis, Black.
Well, at least half of her is replaceable.
No one here is qualified to pilot her mech the way she can. We've had some people who've logged a couple of hours into these things, but I don't even know whether that would work. We pretty much need her, or... We might as well give up now. We don't have enough personnel to sweat one.
It is very likely that her mechanical side, her cybernetic side, has fail-safes to protect the biological. So, I would say that her odds of survival are not that bad. And I don't mean to pry, but you and Commander, you and Artemis were kind of close.
Well... I wouldn't say kind of close, but... You know what? I think maybe we should do the briefing now. And see, there's a little bit of relief passing off of Witchy's face. okay. So, as you guys know, we did a little jump back there. Technically speaking, the ship isn't designed to do that. Once on the surface, the engines are pretty much only for blast off and for landing. Fuel was the issue before, but landing on this planet is not really a problem now. But we don't have God Morales here had to go over to a joystick and set this thing down. We don't have procedures for that on this. So, I think we've probably taken some structural damage. I'm told, Anderson tells me that it wasn't so bad as all that. But I think we should be still space-worthy. None of the engines were damaged. We shouldn't be in much worse shape than we were before. Graham, if you could check on the stores to make sure all our supplies are cool, you can send me a message once we're done with that, and that'll be okay. We can know that. And Black, you're in the lab. You can get you and X can check out the lab, make sure everything's not like broken or something. I don't know if we had anyone in there to tie things down more. Yeah. So, do you guys have any questions about this?
What exactly is your plan for that group of five badasses that made us run with our tail between our legs?
Well, that's a good question. I was hoping to talk to Artemis about this. That strikes me as more of a tactical issue than a strategic one. We've got some guns on the ship. I suppose you could lure them here, but, you know, that would involve risking the ship, too. So, I don't know, that's my best idea right now. I can't really think of anything. I'm sorry, I didn't even know they had mechs quite like that down there. We figured maybe we'd avoid them.
Can I share a story with you?
Okay.
I'm going to roll more stories. It's a 10.
Okay.
Wow. I also get respect. That's just one respect, or is it
respect? Okay. Whenever you get respect, it's always one.
Okay. All right, so just as a reminder of my awesome move, when you share a story with your less experienced comrades, roll steel on a hit. Everyone listening holds one. They can spin this hold one for one to get plus one on a roll in combat against the enemy. So, sorry, everybody who's not here.
Guess you should have showed up.
Yeah, because you should have been unconscious.
Wait, what are we
if you were unconscious, you still would have gotten the plus one.
In combat. On any roll in combat, just for listening to me talk.
One time.
You hold one. You have like a I listen to Graham pool. So, I was deployed one time. And something kind of similar happened. It was more a matter of the fact that I was kind of green and I was with one of the first, you know, sort of fleets of these new mechs. It was before I got baby. But, you know, anyways, there was about 10 of us and then a group of 3 mice. And by the end of the first confrontation, there were only 3 of us left. And we were lucky to get away at that. And the command decided that, you know, they were just going to keep throwing people at these 3 guys, these 3 badasses. Because, you know, they were already weakened, right? But, they weren't. They were tough. They were fearless until one of us, I don't remember which one it was, got the idea that, you know, they must be fighting for some reason. And maybe if we were cleverer than them, we could figure out what reason they were fighting for. And so one kid, her name was Julia, went out and found this base by tracking them back to it. And, you know, we never really figured out what the base was. We think that maybe it was some sort of, like, you know, outpost or encampment or something like that. And command ordered a tactical strike against the base, blew it up when we were out fighting these guys. And their communications were crippled, I guess. They were really distracting. We were able to take them out. What I'm saying is that we need to figure out where these 5 guys come from and hit that. Instead of trying to fight them. Because if we try to fight them again, I don't know that anybody's going to make it to the next briefing.
I don't know if we can do that.
Well, I mean, do we have any kind of, like, reconnaissance sweep? And I don't know. I'm not a tech officer. But, I mean, do we have any kind of, like,
I guess we could figure out where they came from. What the radar might be able to... I've told there's some data off the TACnet
And
or do we have a tracking device and we can, like, stick it in one of them, or, you know.
Black, you saw where they came from, right? On your console?
They were in... I did?
Yeah.
They were in certain pods, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, you saw which direction they came from, at least.
All right. I tell Commander Sasuke the direction I believe the pods came from.
Well, hold on a second. Can I point something out here? Is it not the case that you hit one of them with a tracking pod to paint the... when we talk about painting the target?
I did hit them one of them with a paint... Yeah, a pod. That does have... It is a sophisticated electronic suite designed to work with the AI tech net so that other people can target it.
Sounds
that might be a good thing to add.
I add that. Okay, I say Commander Sasuke. Which one was it?
The Scorpion.
The Scorpion.
That one got pulverized, so they'd probably try to pull that thing out as quick as they could have. So you got one of them with a tracking device thing? The TACNET aiming software?
Yes.
I guess we could maybe track that. We have to figure out where it came from, though. We could probably do that. Morales, go work on that. It's in Black's in Mech. Go, I don't know. Get Moran to check that out and pull the data.
And I'll add, assuming that the mice military follows similar military procedures, they will most likely have swept the area after we left and then regroup.
Okay. That's a good idea. Let's go find their base and blow it up, I guess. Okay. Does anyone else have any other questions before we go?
I'd like to connect with Sasuke again.
That seems like a good idea.
Yeah. God damn it! I don't know what she's thinking!
What's even up with her?
God, she's just
My last question. Seems what good. Does Commander Sasuke need from me most right now?
Sasuke needs someone to give her a reason to believe that she's going to survive this and complete the mission. Or even just to complete the mission. She needs to be convinced.
Black says, Commander, I know a lot of these ships carry a lot of excess old military hardware, stuff that never really gets written off but doesn't get thrown away necessarily. Don't we still have some of those anti-vehicle mines that we used in some of the earlier engagements against the mice?
Graham, I guess you'd know better than I would.
Last I checked, we had a couple boxes of them. Keeping them for special, rainy day. Never know when you need them.
Okay, well, yeah.
I was thinking that if and when we find their encampment, their temporary base camp, or wherever it is they've decided to regroup, we're one pilot down, so we're at best 4 against 6. Is there 6 of them, or 5 of them?
There were 5.
There were more than that by the time we retreated.
There were 15 total, but there were 5 badass ones that you knew for a fact were badass.
We could perhaps create a diversion of some kind, split up their groups, and use the mines to decrease their numbers a little bit. Put the engagement, tip the scales in our favor.
That's a good idea. Black, could you, when you get a chance, put some mines out around the ship? That's a really good idea, because we might need that. I didn't know we had mines. Let's do it. All right, guys. Morales, if you could, when you're done pulling the data, get some of the... Witchy, you're in charge of the soldiers. You get your security officers to go grab those mines and bring them around the ship. Yes.
I lean over to Graham and I say, make sure they don't take all the mines. We're going to need them.
No worries. Got mines stowed in places you wouldn't even believe.
Didn't need to know that. Thank you.
All right. Is that all for now? I don't have anything else I need to add for you guys, I think. All right, you're dismissed. Ix.
You're working on a project right now.
I am.
There are a couple of projects you could be working on. There's baby's medicine, and there's a terrifying bomb mutagen. Which one are you working on?
Terrifying bomb mutagen.
Yikes. So, tell me a little bit about how you, what kind of bomb you're designing, or what kind of mutagen you're designing.
It's not so much a bomb, well, it turns things into bombs. Ix is picking up on her old, project, her weasel mutagen, and, attempting to adapt it to work on larger vehicles on a faster time scale.
Mm-hmm. So you have reason to believe the one that's in Baby right now probably won't blow up for the next week or so?
Ix hasn't really thought much on it yet.
Yes. So, you're working on that then, and you're not a specialist. Well, that's fine.
I am a specialist.
Not you. Don't you know which you I mean? So... You're not a specialist, so you're not necessarily going to be able to have a big, badass device like a specialist could. But you might be able to pull together something that would help you out and get something that you're looking for in there.
So I was thinking one way that we might do this is that certainly, in order for this to work, we are going to require a significant amount of ammunition, such that... even as Ix puts this together, it will still require a mission for us to get together what it takes to do this.
That does make sense. You're right that it will require a lot of substance and material. Unless you get attacked by another one of those giant worm things, you're probably not going to have enough to build that and have a large sample that's pretty safe. For when you return to Earth with the information that you're trying to gather. You could work on some of the sample they're saving for study on Earth, though. You just kind of harvest that. Okay. I'm trying to do that one. I'm shocked.
It's terribly surprising.
So, tell me a little bit, what are you doing now on this project?
Basically, at the moment, experimenting on developing the rate of the reaction, mm-hmm. such that it happens in the time frame necessary. The idea being that, you know, it'd be nice if it happened within seconds. Minutes is probably okay.
So right now you've got some test tubes going on, testing the different lengths and latency times. You've got scales and things like that. There's an alembic, obviously, that you're working with. You got a computer too, I guess, that you're typing gibberish into. I want you to roll me up a roll to make a good start on what this is going to look like. So I'm going to give you what the things can have.
All right.
If you get a failure, you get none of them. If you get a 7 through 9, you get one of them. And if you get 10 up, you get 2. The mutagen is fast-acting. The mutagen is devastating. And the mutagen is difficult to detect.
Okay.
So roll me up a plus brains as you wrap your head around how to do this.
Oh, brains hit out. 10.
All right. So devastating, fast-acting, or hard to detect? Which one do you not want to have this have?
Hard to detect.
Not. It's easy to tell, but, God.
You know you're gonna die, and you know it's gonna be bad. Think, if you've seen the South Park episode of the, atheists, when the atheists go to war in the future,
mm-hmm.
and they have the little darts that go in their neck, and then your head explodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. Like, it gives you just enough time to recognize, oh no.
Rough.
Like VX gas.
Yep.
Why would the movie The Rock lie to me?
Alright.
And, if I might suggest, the way that this comes about, you might want to go ahead and play out the other part of Joanna's suggestion.
Which was?
The guys in the brig.
Oh. Don't even worry about it. You're just working on your project. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, you're working on that. It looks like it's going great. Just everything you want from this thing. Alright, Artemis and Chet. Tell me a little bit about what's going on here.
Beeping with beep.
Well, I get Artemis up to the infirmary and get her stabilized on some painkillers and, you know, just things to keep her breathing while I figure out how to solve the problem.
Artemis, you were telling me what exactly happened to you out there.
So when the thing hit the cockpit, it cracked the cockpit canopy and jarred it so hard that I actually broke several of my restraint straps and smashed into my control panel. It also, the front of the control panel was also bent in, crushing my leg.
Ooh, that's kind of rough looking. So, I hear you've got a move that helps you with this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. First question, are you conscious at all?
Every once in a while, you'll see my right eye open and blink a couple of times and sort of try to look around, but then I sort of fade out. So fading in and out, but just barely.
I'm talking to you while I'm working.
Me too.
Oh, Artemis, if I'm going to have to rebuild your ass. Oh, I don't even know. I don't know about human biology. All I know is about mouse biology. Oh, this is horrible, and I want to connect with you.
You know, okay. So you're just going to try to read my... That's fine?
Yes. I'm going to spend respect.
Oh, hold on a second. I'm going to help.
Okay.
It's not a bad idea.
So I'm fighting. I think I'm fighting to get back into consciousness. And that is a 7.
Nice.
Because we fucked.
Aw.
Yay!
So,
how do you feel about me repairing you with mice parts?
There's so little of me left that's human at this point, it doesn't really matter what you do.
Alright. I'll hold my... Nope, that was my only question.
Alright, show it to me.
Wow.
2.
Alright, tell me a story about your healing move.
When I patch someone up in my infirmary, they heal all their damage. Roll a 10. Pick 2. I can do it quickly, they'll be good as new and ready for duty right away, or I won't need any extra supplies or equipment. I think since I'm scrapping things together, I won't need any extra supplies or equipment. And... Oh.
Quickly.
Do it quickly. Yep.
So, I assume you drug me up for the surgery?
Yep. And probably disengage the parts of your robot that I can. I don't really know a whole lot about that.
A lot easier when you're not trying to constantly reboot in safe mode.
What was the one you didn't get for that one?
I won't be good as new.
Yep, won't be good as new and ready for duty right away.
Awesome.
Not that.
How much mice is in Artemis now?
Well, I think probably from the first breakdown is heavily spliced with, like, mice, you know, tissue transplants. And so not full on, not structurally, just...
Some internal organs.
A lot of grafts and organs.
Yeah.
Most of one leg, part of the arm, mm-hmm. That sort of thing.
It's probably, so, let's get your help on describing this Ix, since you're the resident mouse, out of context. So, scaly flesh, right?
Yeah, kind of similar in texture to snake skin, but a lot more fine, like less visually bumpy.
Okay, are your hands strange at all, or?
No. Apart from texture and color up close, you wouldn't really be able to tell the difference between it and normal person's skin.
Right, but when you feel it,
you don't have hair.
Oh yeah, when you feel it, it's totally
cold
different.
And scaly,
yeah, but
and
there's it's also not hairy. There's no hair on.
Well, it'll be warm because my body temperature is still
normal.
Well,
right,
and Artemis is
probably not
is hairy. Female, and not like you're not going to see a whole lot of arm hair anyway. So it's even that is not like terribly.
It's fine. And so you said the hands are normal, right?
Yes,
the normal hands. Do you have any interesting organs? Can you? Is your saliva somewhat more acidic or
squeedly spooch?
Well, I actually don't think there's a lot of. I don't think there was a lot of face damage, but there could have been.
We
have face
damage. Head, you don't have a head ticked off there.
I do, in fact, have a head ticked. You're right. I have a head ticked
off. Well,
here's a thing. I think that could be interesting if you guys choose to use it. We could say a thing that's like. My stem cells are actually surprisingly much more easier to, much more malleable than human stem cells. They just be like, hey, mouse stem cell, this half of you likes to connect to human tissue. This other half of you, like, likes to connect to this other tissue. And it's just, wow, that makes it all very convenient.
Right.
Well, they are designed that way.
Yeah, I mean, they're like humans.
They are designed
biologically fancier.
Yeah.
So.
It is. Actually designed to hybridize human beings.
Yep,
so
USB tech in there.
So I guess you're mostly just scaly now.
Yeah.
On one side.
Beautiful.
How far up did the scales go? Maybe the chin?
Yeah, like right through here. And then probably a little bit like under like the up under that. Like, yeah. There's still enough hair to maybe like flop over it. But only so much. I mean, there wasn't any on the other side of my head to begin with anyway.
Just use synth hair.
You need a weave.
Gross.
Well, it's not that much worse than it was before. It's a lot worse than it was before, but...
Ix, you're working on the project deep in Foss, and you hear a knock on the door.
Yes?
You hear another knock on the door.
I'm busy.
There's a third knock on the door.
You are becoming... insufferable.
There's a fourth knock on the door.
Ix goes over and checks the door.
Three men are waiting on the outside of the door for you. One of them is... They're all orange. Well, they're in orange jumpsuits. And it is Sergeant Shen, Dr. Zhu, and Dr. Ramirez. Sergeant Shen has positioned himself... behind Zhu and Ramirez, who seem to have surprisingly wet mouths. You have enough time to either fling the door closed or do something else similar to that. They look like they're hungry.
Why are you here?
Dr. Zhu and Ramirez... grasp your arms and open their mouths. I think I'm going to need you to... let's see, what's an appropriate sounding thing there? I'm going to need you to stand firm against a withering assault.
Oh. Ooh. Is this a respectable role? As in, may I use respect on this role?
No. No, I don't think you can on this one.
All right.
That's...
Stand firmed? Not.
Mm.
So carry on.
So, Zhu and Ramirez grab a hold of... well, Zhu's only got your lower arm, and Ramirez has got your shoulder, and they both take chunks out of you with their teeth. They just go in there like a fucking zombie movie.
Chink! I am a monster. Teeth break. You want to play rough, huh? Ix bites back with her beak.
Do it!
To one of their throats.
Well, Ramirez is much, much easier to bite the throat of, because you can see a whole bunch of throat, whereas Zoo's actually kind of dead.
Then it's Ramirez.
So, alright, go in beaks blazing.
You jump hard on that Adam's apple.
Nope, fail that too.
Aww.
Fire is not a thing I do.
You go in for a bite of Ramirez's throat.
He sees what you're doing and pulls back really fast. It leaves open a hole between him and Sergeant Chen. He fills it with a fist. Take one harm. It's a two damage attack.
All right, we will do left arm.
Sergeant Chen grabs your left arm. You thought he was going to punch you, but he opens his hand at the last second, grabs the upper portion of your arm, and yanks up. You feel it dislocate. You cry out.
No.
I think I'm going to need to see you hold on to your calm. You are being ripped to pieces, even if slowly.
Well, that I can do.
All right, so that, you...
That's a 9.
You're going to keep your cool. 7-9, you crack, hesitate, or show weakness. If you don't scream out in pain, which is a very natural reaction here, you're going to have to give up some ground here and let them... Right now, you've got the door, which is pretty much the only thing keeping them from completely surrounding you. You can stagger back as you hold... You suck in your scream, or you can let it out.
Stagger back.
Totally silent. You retreat slightly, pulling Zhu, who's still kind of going to you. None of you hear anything. Sergeant Chen gets behind you and throws a punch at the small of your back.
Oh, here's a fun one since we are in combat. Mm-hmm. I would like to assess the situation.
That's a great plan. Before Chen goes too far. All right. Assess the situation.
All right, and...
So Chen has instead gotten behind you.
So let's see. Oh, this will be fun for you. How can I use the battlefield to my advantage?
Well, you know how you were working on Weasel?
Yep.
Well, things were going great.
Oh, this is exactly what I wanted.
But it is your only sample. Mm. You'd have to pretty much remake it from scratch.
Hmm.
There's also a nice Bunsen burner on the island in the middle.
Nope. Dix doesn't care. I was in need of test subjects.
Alright, I'm gonna need you to... I think the best way to do this is, I'm gonna need you to keep your cool so that you can grab it safely without breaking it before you get it to one of your targets.
Alright. 8.
Alright. You grab your sample, and you just fling it at...
How are they positioned at the moment?
Well, right now, Chen's behind you. He looks like he is about to get ready to do some kind of nastiness that you're not going to like.
That's actually good enough. Seeing that Chen seems to be the most...
pressing
threat? Not just the most pressing threat, but it seems like without Chen... The other two are likely to give up. It's backwards to Chin.
You just chuck it over your shoulder into his face?
Yeah. Just smash it into his face.
Oh, there's glass everywhere, too. How long does this take to go off?
A couple of seconds. Just long enough to get the sensation that you are about to explode.
Yikes. What a cruel disease.
Ix loves the stuff.
Chen grabs at his face, clawing. He reels backwards, lifts his head up to scream in an explosion.
You two might want to watch this one.
What does that look like when it explodes?
Basically, the way that this stuff works is that it, it just kind of gathers chemicals in your body such that you basically achieving a critical mass so that as soon as it hits a certain point, it self-ignites and explodes in a very compressive burst. So it is enough to basically end bones and everything that is attached to them. So it is... It is not so much so that people are like going to be like hit by shrapnel like a frag grenade, but it is enough so that people are going to be hit by the pieces of you.
Wet matter splatters across the lab. Maybe you contaminate some stuff, but you learn some stuff too. Dr. Zhu and Dr. Ramirez don't seem to care. They just keep chomping on you ineffectually. But they've got you pinned down. They've got both your arms right now. In steps Witchy. She's got a submachine gun. And she grins at you. Levels it. And you have two fewer attackers.
And two more test subjects' bodies.
I heard a commotion. Looks like some stuff happened over here.
I didn't know that your kind was into the biting games.
Generally speaking, we save that for non-combat. But, hey, that's interesting. So your arm is totally fine. I could swear Zoo was just chomping on you.
What can I say? We're made for this sort of thing.
Well, I'm glad you're fine, I guess. What the hell happened to you?
I am not exactly certain. I opened the door to an incredible nuisance, only to find a greater nuisance. That one got to taste the new weasel I've been working on. It is perfect.
New weasel?
Indeed. After our last...
Oh, it's a mutagen! Oh, good.
Yes,
what
did you think I meant?
I don't know. I figured maybe, you guys sometimes shoot, live ammunition.
I don't understand.
I figured you made a projectile weasel. Anyway. Well, looks like you did some cleaning up here, though.
I think I need some cleaning up.
Get a chance on it.
And who is this?
His janitor. See him 100 times.
Not ringing a bell.
Short guy. Real sweet. He'll show you a picture of his kids anytime you get into a conversation with him. They're real young. Impressionable, too.
Your human children all look alike to me.
You're mostly human.
That was a long time ago.
I deviled.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I'm glad to, I'm glad you're okay. I think I'm gonna maybe stick around for a little bit to make sure that, we don't get any additional biters around here, if you're okay with that.
That would be appreciative. I would like very much to return to my work.
Yeah, okay. She gets on her radio. LaChance, get in the lab. Oh, you're not going to be happy about this. Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you have gone after the briefing?
I'm going to go do my job, check on the stores of what all we have, make sure that nothing's spoiled, and then check to get a more specific count on exactly how many mines I have, because I've got a couple different kinds sort of stashed everywhere. Some of them are my personal mines. Some of them are somebody else's personal mines that I keep a lock on, and then the other ones are the ones that everybody else knows about. So, I'm not sure, I quickly check over the official quartermastery supply area, and that takes very little time. I send the report off to Sasuke, and then I go about my business checking all my other little stashes.
You find on one of the ones that's towards the back a piece of paper shoved up in a crevice near a crate. It's written in a gross scrawl. I know who the saboteurs are. Meet me in Anderson's office at 3. Come alone.
What time is it?
It is the other 3.
Oh.
That, of course, has no impact whatsoever on what, light it is outside.
Right, yeah.
You guys are still on a 24-hour schedule inside. It'll be super dark in the Fist of Apollo by 3.
folded up, shoved in my uniform, and check to see if there's any other sort of tampering with the crates.
It doesn't seem like much is awry. Everything seems to be in order. Doesn't look like anyone stole anything recently.
Good. Well, then I'm going to go back to my quarters and check my footlocker to see if there's any sort of tasty, exciting stuff in there that might be useful. The footlocker under my bed.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Because that has a variety of all sorts of, you know, fun stuff in it.
What kinds of things?
Well, it's definitely got, like, a case of anti-vehicle mines, and then a case of sort of claymores, like a few, about maybe, I think, a stack of six of those.
So you actually had your room built above the quartermaster's quarters, or like the quartermaster's stock room.
Yeah.
And there's another stock room elsewhere that people don't know about They don't know about yours anymore, though.
They don't know about that one anymore. No.
That's why you built the bed there.
It's a little bit like that. Mostly like that.
Liking it.
Well, I mean, it's not like anybody's going to be finding out about that anytime soon. You're welcome.
So you got some claymores, you got some mines, anti-tank mines.
Yeah, so all in all, when I actually gather up the full complement of all the various mines, I have about 12 big ones, about 36 small ones, and then a whole bag, like maybe 100 of little ones that can blow up a person, but would probably just be an inconvenience for Mex.
Mm.
So we got a lot. Got a whole lot of those.
Might twist an ankle.
Yeah, yeah. Just sort of, you know, like, maybe mess up a foot.
Gotcha.
Not kill a person.
What are you going to do with all these explosives?
Well, I'm going to send some of them to command.
Sasuke was looking for some to plant around the Fist of Apollo.
She was. I'll give her a few, you know, like maybe 10 of the medium-sized ones. Sure. And then I'll make up a little box with some 4 black in it. Sorry. Maybe about 10 of the medium-sized ones and 1 big one for him. And then I will put the others in a case that is more easily at hand. You know, not in the back. Still just sort of under my bed. Put, you know, my magazines of Turtle Fancy in front of them.
Turtle Fancy.
Seems legit.
Seems legit. Nobody's going to read Turtle Fancy.
Black will go to the infirmary to check on Check the Nurnemouth.
Can I...
Well, what's the state of affairs over here, guys?
I think it would be cool if Artemis was, like, lying on one of those, like, some kind of futuristic medical bed with one of those, like, transparent glass things that's for vitals, and she could just see the kind of the reflection off of that glass.
Yeah, I think that's probably like that.
No, you cannot just place some kind of static electricity in there and burn her to death.
That's a completely different thing. I'm just talking about a kind of like like an MRI scan overshield.
I know.
I was thinking like the fifth element. That was the image I had.
I got some honey ball things.
Well, less.
How would I even trick Artemis into combing her hair? It's not even how that works.
Oh my goodness. So silly.
So are you fully conscious yet? Or
I think I come to and I sort of figure out what's happened and I think I gotta hold my shit together.
Alright, keep your
shit
cool.
Holding roll. That is an 8. Should partially held.
So tell me, what don't you like about your new mice biology?
Well, I mean, she was clinging on to what humanity she had. Now, most of that's gone. She doesn't even get to see half her face anymore when she sees her reflection in the glass thing. And I think she, like, pounds on the button that, like, opens the thing up. And tries to sit up.
Whoa, whoa, be careful. You're not ready for that. Yeah, lie back down. I put a hand on your shoulder and
your robot shoulder. I'm a doctor. Lie back down.
What the hell did you do to me?
I saved your ass, is what I did. Look, we don't have a huge quantity of synth skin lying around anymore. And, well, this is the best way to repair you.
I'm gonna try to connect.
Yeah, someone took it all. Which one of you two? You. You're false.
Oh, good. I get one question. Unless you want to interfere.
No.
What the hell happened back there? Why didn't you make a better effort? Why didn't you have done anything to...
Look, I was rebuilding a whole person, basically. If I had to just rebuild you with the parts that you already had, I don't think you would have been a functional human being anymore.
I wasn't a functional human being to begin with, and I'm certainly not now.
Well, I can cut them off and put robot parts on. It's just an offer. Look, human biology and mouse biology are very similar, as you well know. And the best way to get you fully operational in as quick time as possible was to patch you up with mouse parts.
You're standing there?
Well, I guess I can just be like, Black was standing there for 2 minutes all along.
Sure.
I see. Actually, Black...
Come to pay respects, Black.
I came to see how you were holding up. I'm glad you're alive, Artemis.
Are you now?
What's that rolling for?
I'm connecting with him.
Oh, shit.
How do you really feel?
I actually, see, it's interesting because I had a plan.
No plan survives the contact with Apocalypse World.
I will say, no. I will say that... You know, in the past, Artemis and Black probably didn't get along. There was some friction there. But Black is super jazzed about what Chek has done. Because he's weird like that. Because he's looking at Artemis, the robot parts, there's some human parts, and now there's this, like, this patchwork of mice parts. And it appeals to a certain part of... Black's, I suppose, messed up sensibilities. Artemis Nest, now this, like, beautiful butterfly.
I force myself to my feet, and I lean into you.
Hang on, I gotta keep my cool. Good.
Cool, we can't.
I assume you can't get in someone's face because that requires the ability to deal harm of some flavor.
Black.
I still have a robot. I still have half a robot.
Black steals himself so that he doesn't give away any
if you want.
His emotions.
My fire is zero.
I gotta believe it's gonna require some twisting.
Oh, it probably does.
It's fine. So you Look. Keep your cool.
Yep, I do keep my cool.
It's hard to be intimidated by a half dead robot.
No, it's not that. Black is specifically trying to hide how he feels about this.
Are you looking super concerned?
Yes, I'm looking concerned.
You're amused by all this, aren't you, Black? Amused.
Artemis, can you continue that conversation from the bed? I put up on the wall the x-rays of your body. Here are the parts of you that weren't working about 6 hours ago.
Oh,
get back in the damn bed. I'm seduce manipulating.
Which one?
Just manipulating.
Okay, so you gotta pick one.
Yes. Get back in the bed. Are you gonna undo all of my hard work? You need to take it easy for a few days.
Your genes are gonna come out.
11. If you take it easy...
I get XP if I don't want to lose respect.
Exactly. You gotta take it easy. You know, work rear guard on the next deployment...
I think I cough up a little blood. It's slightly the wrong color. And I sit back down.
It's purplish.
The wrong color?
It's going to be a little bit purple from now on. Because...
Yeah, the mice. It's fine. So I got an advance. And I took kamikaze.
And what is that? What does that do?
That means that I can use my weck as a weapon.
Oh, right. All
right. Mostly because you already have Last Stand.
Well, then goodbye.
Well, hold on. Ready for a dramatic moment.
It's fine. Everybody relax. We're all going to make it.
I actually will walk over and lean over to Artemis. And Black will say, "You're wrong. I'm not amused. And you know, you and I, we probably will never fully understand each other. In fact, we're light years apart from that. But you're a survivor, Artemis. And not many people get the privilege to undergo the kind of metamorphosis that you have gone.
Oh yeah, because I'm so lovely. Isn't this beautiful? I sarcastically bat my eyelash at you.
Do you only have one?
Well, I only have one eye that's human.
Well, I figured
you had... My eyelash is on that side.
I think... So you... This is actually important. Okay. I know it doesn't seem important.
No.
So
you actually, maybe I do have a mechanical eyelid with like, fake little brush-like eyelashes.
Because I assume that you would have that so that you trigger the... trigger disgust reflects less.
Yeah, probably. You're right, absolutely right, yeah. There's no effort to make, like, synthetic skin or anything over it, but yeah, mm-hmm. there's like... So yeah, I bat my eyelashes. Half the ones on the flesh side are singed off. The ones on the other side are, like, mockery of a human gesture at you.
And at that moment, Ix walks by. Artemis, you're looking sharper than usual. And looks in. Is that? Oh my.
You here to rub it in too?
No, this is excellent. You've been hybridized.
Yes, what do you think
of it? What should you call this? Chet did a wonderful job. Saved my life.
Didn't Chet? You tell me? Chet is the genius who accomplished this.
It was me. I'm glad you admire my work.
I am amazed.
I'm a little in your personal space.
I'm getting in your face, but it's not a fire move.
Good, now you should be able to survive these zombie attacks that have started.
What are we talking about, though? What the hell is...
Yeah, okay, what the hell?
What have I missed?
I don't know.
I shot some people.
Give us...
Which he says, walking past you.
Guys, everyone, stop. Briefing. What the hell has been going on since I've been out?
I guess I'll tell Artemis about the plan with the mines and how we're mining the perimeter of the ship and how we're going to try to ambush our assailants and try to find where...
And in the middle of that, can that be when Graham jumps into this pool party?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of stumbles in.
With flowers?
Yeah, she's going to sort of peek her head and be like, "Hey, how you do?" And she's going to have to immediately stay cool.
Especially considering that, like, both Ix and Black are smirking.
Are sort of smiling.
What? And
Chet.
And Chet just is
and
super
then
Artemis
is now part mice.
Yeah, it's mostly that. I see, like, her shiny skin. And luckily I got a 10 on keeping my cool because I am a stone cold badass.
It's fine. She probably doesn't need to die because of this. It's not her fault. She didn't choose it.
Fault.
And Chet's pointing at the scenes.
Turns out the only spare parts they had were these. I kind of, like, wave with my half-scaly hand.
And Graham's gonna sort of take it and shake it really hard.
You know, the flesh isn't completely knit together yet, right?
I'm sorry, Artemis.
Look, I know how you feel about them. I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. She looks over at Chet.
It's not my fault. Isn't there a quartermaster around here? He said, shifting.
Oh my god!
There is a quartermaster right here.
Hey, stop it.
I read the room with brains. Ball.
No, you don't.
Hang on.
No, no, you don't.
Okay. Graham is about to kill Chet.
What? Lay off him. Lay off him. This is on me. We need to get me back.
You're unconscious.
We need to get me back to duty as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I understand that, but they
I'm
don't
critical have to this mission as much as you or anybody else in this room is.
I understand that.
What's the problem, Graham? Starting to feel outnumbered.
Keep
I
heard cool.
Some kind of shit going on.
Not oh, kill. That's a 13. Graham is so
ice cold.
What? Ice cold.
Your teeth are shorter.
My teeth are shorter. There's dust in the air around my face.
All right. Ix. I just get over here for a second. Ix.
That's okay. Stop. I'd like to take a closer look.
Stop beating her. The last thing we need right now is more tension on this team. Our mission is a shambles. We've got maybe one or two shots left at this. Team first, Ix. That's an 8. 7? It's a 7. You will lose respect if you don't do this.
There's no Schlee in team.
Do I hear that?
No, it doesn't work that way. Directed.
Damn. That'd be hilarious. Be like, what?
What?
Anyway.
So, there's no Schlee in team.
You can play ball here?
Oh, she has nothing else to say at the moment. We will see how long she plays ball.
I prop myself up a little bit. And I say, listen, everyone. I'm not good at making speeches, but I just want to say this. We are possibly humanity's last best hope against these enemies of our people. And I'm looking back and forth between you as I say this. I don't expect that any of us is necessarily going to survive this mission, including myself. But the fate of humanity may rest on at least one of us making it back to the carrier alive. With the alien technology. That is the only reason we are here, and it is the only reason, it's the only thing that any of us should be focused on right now. So, please, let's put aside our differences for the next, oh, I don't know, 2-3 days? It's probably all we have left. Is that all right?
Commander Sasaki nods in her boardroom somewhere.
Do what we have to do. And if any of us make it out of this alive, we can settle our differences then. Another bubble of purple blood.
Oh, God. Lay back down, kid.
She actually does lay herself back down, and you can see... She closes her eyes, and you can see tears streaming out of the corner of her human... Well, yeah, no, the eye is still human.
Yeah.
Of the human eye.
Grim's gonna pet your forehead while looking at Chet. Like, what exactly do you need from me to take care of her?
We had a lot of mass supplies on hand, and frankly, not a whole lot of human parts, stray human parts, which is not really on the quartermaster. This is not a nice thing for me to say.
Uh-huh.
I don't expect you to have frozen human parts lying around.
Tend not to.
But it would be a good idea. I mean, not to say that you're responsible for it.
Well, duly noted. The next time I see somebody standing around with extra, you know, legs, or arms, or eyes, I'll contemplate, you know, putting one of those in a little Ziploc baggie, keeping it in my freezer. Oh,
yeah, that's the important part. Well, you have to keep it cold. Otherwise, it's not going to be useful.
Well, you let me know if there's anything that you need and you run out of before you start, you know, sewing more trash onto people.
I didn't have to sew. That was the beauty of it. He mutters to himself.
And then Graham's going to turn to Ix and be like, Ix! Have you figured out an antidote? What are you doing lollygagging around here? You've got some shit to do for me.
I imagine I have stuff to do that concerns everyone. And all of our enemies.
Cute. So what are you doing in here? Get back to work.
Oh, giving orders now.
Just this once, Ix, listen to Graham, please.
I was about to say, I suppose... suppose that since that is what I desire to be doing anyway, I shall humbly obey said order. And Ix marches out roughly.
Graham says to herself, I'm going to mount her beak on my wall. 3 days. 3 days. And 3 days. And Black, I got a box for you. I'll have it delivered to your room.
Why, thank you.
And then she'll kiss Artemis on the forehead and leave.
You really outdone yourself this time, Chad. Good job.
Well, you know, I'm proud of me. I'm sorry.
You got a bottle of anything hard?
Yeah. I go through the cabinets and find some, you know, liquor that was probably going to be used as a mild pain medication, but...
Here.
Yep.
Medicine will usually require both.
Well, it's a good thing to have on hand, especially in the military.
It's fine. All
right. Actually, you know, Black is...
Unless you're going to do something.
I want to do something. I'm going to pull Chuck aside and I say, once again, you've demonstrated your very capable surgical skills. But I'm curious, how did you get that much mice skin?
We have a lot of it on hand for the mech repairs. It's just easy to come by around here.
Do you think that this can be scaled up for something larger than a person?
Well, you'd have to have something to splice it to. I mean, I didn't build her from scratch. I was just grafting.
Do you think you could graft mouse skin onto a mech?
The mechs already have mouse skin.
Not all of
them. Yes. Yes. I'm sure the pit crew could do that. Even.
The pit crew.
Poor Kimura. She doesn't deserve that.
But how does, tell me more about the mouse skins, or the mice skin. Do they conduct electricity?
Well, all skin conducts electricity. It's a very poor conductor, though.
Can anything be done to improve that conductivity?
Metal? I don't know. This is kind of getting weird. I don't understand your line of questioning, and I'm connecting with you.
Okay.
That seems like a good idea.
11.
All right.
What do you want from me? What do you want? That's basically the question.
Black wants to figure out, because... Last session, Black was told that for his camouflage side project, he had to do something... He had to try to do something with the skin, mm-hmm. My skin. So he's trying to figure out how he can... You know, he didn't realize that we just had a bunch of that on hand. I figure that most of it got used for experiments. So he wants to know from you how... I guess he's just comparing notes. He wants us to know more about the medical side... Because he only understands the engineering side.
Yeah, so all you really need to do is get some of the skin grafts for the mouse mechs, and you can use catalysts to have it grow over the human skin. If you wanted to put it on your mech, then you know it wouldn't be too hard. It would definitely require a little bit of a specialized touch, but just get some of the mech repair skin and we could try and grow it over your mech if that's what you're looking to do.
And what's the growth rate like? Are we talking about days? Minutes?
Hours. Hours.
Alright, well, you know, obviously Black has explained, at least to a very minimal layman degree, of what I've been working on in terms of side projects. They know what I'm talking about. So it's like, that's good. Because I'm going to need Ripper up and running in fairly short order.
All right. Well, if you want to head down to the repair bay, we can get started.
What about Artemis? Do we need someone here to keep an eye on her?
I'm sure Artemis will be fine.
I'm fine.
See, Arbus is fine. Stay in your bed.
Just finish about a quarter of the bottle.
Artemis will be fine as long as she stays in her bed. Exactly like that. I get out a like shitty infirmary MRE and kind of set it by your head. We'll be back later. Stay in your bed. Eat that when you get hungry.
Fine.
And then I say, Black says, all right, surgeon, to thy next patient.
Disturbing. Yes. Accurate.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nope, that was all.
X. So, you get back to the lab? Or you got some other plans in mind?
Yeah, back to the lab.
Back to the lab. Well, the supplies are dwindling. You used up a lot of it making your modified weasel. At this point, unfortunately, the good news is you know how to do it now. The bad news is, you don't really have enough to both make a cure for baby that's really good at its job and have enough to make a really good weasel. But you have enough to make sort of a hybrid. Would draw out whatever mutagen that the one that baby has and confuse it and make it essentially dormant. I mean, it's not curing, but it's not a problem anymore. But in something that wasn't infected, it would actually grow something approximating the weasel you were looking for. So, you got three choices right now. You can make a cure for baby. You can make a great weasel. You can try a hybrid.
Make good choices, Ix.
Alright, so is it a surprise what I get out of the hybrid?
This is what you're going for. So the hybrid's not going to be as deadly or as quick as anything you were building before, if you make it a hybrid. It's not necessarily even going to be combat speed. But it'll save baby.
No, it won't.
Alright, give me a build. Let's see that again.
Are you asking for...
You know what, you already know how to do this. You can just whip this up. So, since you're not doing anything you haven't done before, you can just whip that up really quick.
The principle of let it ride.
Yeah, it's fun. So it came together great. You have enough that you can synthesize some more weasel, but you can't make anything new. You've used up your stock.
So now I would like to wrap my head around a problem. How to make something that Graham will think fixes baby.
Show it to me.
12.
Well, there are a variety of things that you can do with mechs. Because they're not very... you can... With something as designed for stealth as a weasel, it wouldn't be very hard to come up with something that's between a placebo and a mild poison. That might make Graham pretty sure that you've just put a nasty cure into her mech. You could probably put that together, too. That's fairly trivial, actually. I mean, it's water and some crap you put in there just to make baby a little ill.
Done.
Just spits into
You got some rat poison in there?
So, being that she has some understanding of how, Graham feels about baby, she put something together that is very mild in its effect, but just enough that it would seem like it's doing something, so that she can make claims about how it is purging the
toxins.
Weasel.
Wonderful.
Everybody thinks I'm mean for hating you.
Yeah, well, how unreasonable of you.
It's totally unreasonable of me.
Wonderful.
Some bitch.
Artemis. Boom, boom, boom.
What?
Are you alright? Sasuke.
Sasuke. Hey. Does that look alright? Is you? Is that totally alright? Do you see this?
Are you drunk?
I looked at the empty bottle still in my hand. I'm like, nah, I'm wasted.
Oh my god.
I let it slip out of my hand and shatter on the floor.
Jesus. I heard you were in a bad way, but I didn't. Not this.
Well, it sure shouldn't have left his bottle around like that. Because. Sorry.
I want this all in character. I think this works very well in character, actually.
Just you left the bottles or he could have gotten. He knows I have a problem when I'm not handling things well, you know.
Yeah.
Hey. What's up right here?
Well, I was here to check in on you, see how you're doing.
Hey. I failed to connect.
You actually get a one higher level of connection. Just one more success. You're a social drunk.
No, I'll just spend the one respect to bump it up to a 7. Okay. That's fine. I mean, I'm losing respect doing this, so it makes 12 cents. Fine. What are you feeling right now?
Concern and excitement.
Sasuke, sit down. Talk to me.
Sasuke sits down on your bed.
And I put my biological hand. I can't say human anymore. I put my biological hand on her shoulder and I say, Hey, I'm gonna make it. Everything's gonna be great. You see? I'm fine. Look at it. And I kind of like touch the side of her face with the scaly side of my hand. Like,
oh, that feels really cool.
I'm drunk. 11.
How much? Do you just have scales on your arms and face? Like, oh my god, that's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks, because there wasn't a whole lot of me left before, and now there's hardly any left to me anymore at all. Do you think I'm still pretty?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. 2 seconds for more scales.
I pull her down. Really?
Really.
It's like the end of the Fifth Element where it's just steamy.
Except this one causes medical complications.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually do care about Sasuke.
Uh-oh.
So I gain respect.
Alright. So, Black.
Yes.
You and Shep are going down to do some exciting modifications.
Yes, indeed.
So, get to the hangar. They're putting it back together. Someone's mopping a nasty blood stain on the floor. It seems to be having a hard time getting it out. But there is a Ripper standing with a little scaffold next to it.
Is it still banged up? Are they trying to do any repairs to it?
It's repairing up right now. It's got a little bit of skin missing, right? But
skin. There's no skin.
Well, I mean, the plating is certainly dinged up nasty, and some of the joints seem like they're not doing great, but it's coming together. Now wouldn't be a terrible time to make some modifications. It's going to take some time anyway.
Where do we store all that
skin
that we found?
It's right over here with the rest of the mech repair supplies. I go over to the big-ass cabinet of...
There's a lot of shit in there. There's anything from screws to bullets to huge bolts of skin.
Yeah, that's the ones we need. I grab one of the bolts. I grab one end of the bolts.
How big of a bolt are we talking about?
The other end.
Well, it's a little bit like a carpet, actually.
Oh, I see.
Just get the other end.
All right, I'll grab the other end.
And then haul it over to the to Ripper.
All right, we do that.
All right, let's go with...
I have a proposal for a move.
Okay.
I have a field kit that I can use while deployed.
Mm-hmm.
Ripper is uniquely situated to be someone who I'm patching up in my infirmary.
That's true.
I do have a move specifically for this, if you want.
I think that would not be a terrible idea.
Okay. Yeah, I was reading over the things, and it makes a surprising amount of sense for this situation.
You certainly couldn't get Ripper into your infirmary.
Oh, no. But I have a field kit.
Yeah.
So, I've got the catalysts and stuff in my field med box.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because that's the type of guy I am. 8. All right, so I have to pick one.
Okay.
Can do it quickly. They'll be good as new and ready for duty right away, or I won't need any extra supplies or equipment. And I think I'll get Ripper ready for duty right away.
Okay.
But I'm going to need some extra stuff.
Well, right now, there's plenty of all the skin you need.
But not enough catalyst?
There's some catalyst, too. The issue here is you're digging deep into the repair stores. It might be hard for all the mechs to get patched up until they can grow some new ones. If you scrape the bottom of the barrel for this. Just for a little while.
Well, eternal being beat to shit is the price for you being invisible. A great president once said. I assume.
I agree. I think this is more important than... Ripper will be fine.
And you grab...
I'm going to be in so much shit for this, but...
You come out with 3 more bolts of skin.
Can we?
Yeah.
I've piloted this machine once with 1.5 legs. It's fine. I can work around any kinks in the system. The priority now is just to get the cloak operational.
All right, well, you certainly... do some of the operations you were looking for. You get some metal wiring throughout so you can run a current.
I want to say that we're doing all these modifications, and Chek is mostly in charge here. And then Kimura walks over and is like, whoa, what are you guys doing? And, like, you can just start modifying shit and brings, like, some of the techies over so they can, like, watch us, making sure we're not doing anything, like, stupid.
Yeah, Lieutenant Moran is smiling at this. Kimura, are you guys sure we should be doing that kind of thing to these guys? Are we supposed to be able to modify them? I guess...
Oh, we're definitely supposed to be able to modify them. Well, I mean,
I guess you guys are doing. You guys are the pilots, so I suppose why not?
Exactly, but you will need to grow some more mouse skin.
How much more? You didn't take a lot all 4 bolts, did you?
Not all 4 bolts. 3 bolts? Yikes.
I guess we'll try our best to repair all of you guys next, but be super careful for a little bit while we grow some more, because... It doesn't grow on trees, it grows in... You know what? This saying doesn't work here. I'll come up with a new one.
I'm sure you will. I have faith in you.
Just be careful, guys.
I want to say one of them stays behind. Specifically, his job is to run diagnostics while we're doing all this.
Well, Lieutenant Moran would do that.
Okay. And I want to say that he's looking at all his, like, charts and, like, data on his computer, like Hollywood stuff. And, you know,
he's got some wavy things he can do.
And while we're looking at this, while we're making these modifications, what he has found is that what we believe is that part of the reason that the cloaking device uses so much power is because the composite armor, you know, is designed to be a protective layer, but it's very shiny. So the optical system has to do extra work just to mask the reflectivity of the outer armor. but the...
The luminosity. The,
yeah. The... Did you just say illuminosity?
No, luminosity. That's yeah, a thing.
And the mice skin being, you know, these, like, tiny, tiny nanoscales that are, like... That can almost, like, change their pixel, kind of, like a bitmap. Makes it a lot easier. Puts a lot less stress on the system.
Nice. All right, mark a...
Mark a thing. Oh, wait, don't I have to roll?
Mark progress. You had to roll before. You just did the thing you had to do in order to... okay. When you got your roll that way.
Mark my thing.
All right. Well... Thanks, no one else, baby. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's on it.
It takes you guys most of the night to do this. And as you can imagine, it would take you a very long time to build up enough weasel to be satisfying. You probably only need to get a good delivery mechanism now. It takes you a while to do your thing, too. It feels like it's taking, like, no goddamn time, but I promise you,
Sasuke is very patient.
You are super drunk, but it is fine. She's got this. Time's winding down.
Inspector Graham puts on her Inspector Fedora and has to meet a shady character who left me a note. I'm sorry.
So did you tell anyone before?
Hell no. They don't need to know.
What are you bringing with you? Are you just you're just gonna go alone? No protection, no gun,
nothing?
Oh, well,
no, I've got a holdout pistol and, like, a knife that I keep with me at all times because, you know, that's good to have on you.
What do you think about this note? Is it an obvious trap, or are they,
It's probably an obvious trap. I'm gonna go in... expecting to check my corners and knife somebody in the throat. That's what I'm going and expecting.
Alright.
If I don't have to knife somebody in the throat, that'll be pretty nice. But there's at least somebody leaving notes around about a saboteur. And if they're trying to trap me, it's probably somebody involved, so don't feel too bad about killing them.
Yeah.
Besides, I'm still really pissed off, and it'll be a good chance to maybe get some of that rage out.
It can't be your fault if they're a saboteur, right?
That's right. Or if they're an assassin trying to kill me.
You could even get a commendation.
Protecting myself, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
So, you sneak through the dark hallways, lit only by the lights on the floor, mm-hmm. to Lieutenant Anderson's office
mm-hmm.
in the engineering bay.
I'm gonna, like, listen to hear if I... to see if I can hear any, like, nervous tapping or footsteps or shuffling of somebody getting into position.
I think that is definitely a...
Keep your cool.
I was actually gonna say assess the situation, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Near the door.
That works. Cha, blow, 13!
Alright, ask your questions.
I'm on the case.
See, you're up against the door before you go in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm by the door.
What time is it? 2:55? Is it 3:05? Is it 3 sharp?
It is gonna be 2:45.
2:45. So
early.
Oh, try to get them before they
yeah.
set up.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe if they're not even there, you could set up your own ambush.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm just gonna see if there's anybody there, and then just sort of wait by the door. So, how can I use this battlefield to my advantage?
You've been in Lieutenant Anderson's office before.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that it's pretty cramped in there. It's
yeah.
an office because someone called it an office. Otherwise, it is a broom closet. Your knife would probably do you a lot better than your holdout pistol. If you got up in someone's face and just rubbed up against them, they probably couldn't even draw their sidearm if
mm-hmm.
they tried to fight you off.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What is my best way in, out, or through? This is basically a question about exits. Is there only one door, or is there, like, a
this
air
particular
shaft?
Little broom closet only has the one door in and out.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to, you could even guard it and see if anyone comes, but
yeah,
you might be waiting a long time if they're already inside.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. And what is the enemy hiding? This may or may not be something I can know without entering the room, and that's
you can hear very lightly scratching, maybe a stylus on a pad. Someone's in there.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and open the door without knocking.
One hand on the on the knife?
On the knife. Just sort of nonchalant, like, you know. I have a tendency to do this just as a posture in general, so it hopefully shouldn't be an aggressive gesture. It's my talking knife. I like to rest my hand on it. So I'm just going to sort of slowly open the door. Checking my corner there, and then checking to see who's in the room, and then opening the door real wide, so if there's anybody behind it, I'll bump into them.
There's no one sitting at the desk, but when you open the door really wide, you bump someone.
I'm going to brace my weight against the door and be like, hey there, Anderson.
How do you know it's Anderson?
Is it Anderson?
It's Anderson.
God. Anderson, are you going to try to kill me?
No. I'm trying to warn you.
Okay, good.
Just close the door.
All right, fine. Why are you hiding behind the door, Anderson?
And you can see that on the door, facing the inside of the office, there's a little calendar with days marked on it.
Okay.
He's got his stylus out.
All right.
Seems like he was marking off that today happened.
And can you just refresh me, out of character, what his rank and job is?
Lieutenant Anderson is the chief of the engineering department.
Okay.
He worked with you to find out what the thing is that
poisoned baby. Right. Okay, thank you. Yes,
normally he wouldn't do that kind of thing, but that is...
Right.
He would certainly recognize the type of technology.
Okay, yeah, great. I just needed that to refresh my memory. Hey, Anderson. Are you alright? I hope I didn't squish you too much.
No, I'm fine. I just... Need you come alone?
Of course I came alone. I'm sorry for being jumpy. I just am really protective about baby and who knows what a saboteur might do. So, you had something to tell me.
Yeah. I didn't know who to go to. I was worried that anyone on board could be a spy.
Yeah?
Even Sasaki. She seems so on edge. Why is she so worried about this?
You know, I've been wondering about that myself, but in the briefing room, I couldn't quite pin my finger on it.
Well, I'm not sure how far this goes, but I heard two of them talking.
Two of who?
I think they were saboteurs. Yeah. I don't know whether they were just sympathizers or they were actually mice.
And you couldn't tell, was this in person or a transmission you got?
I was walking my nightly rounds. I've got insomnia, and it helps me to go for walks. And I came across Witchy's room. I walk all over. And I heard some shouting in there, so I figured I'd listen in and get some juicy gossip.
I understand that one.
But she was talking to someone about how we weren't supposed to make it to the surface in the first place. And the other person said they tried really hard. They even tried to poison the turtle, they said. But I'm pretty sure. I don't work with her enough. I know Witchy was in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the other one was Kimura.
Really? I would love to connect with Anderson.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm beasting it today. Okay, that's 11. And I do need that, thanks. 11. What are you feeling right now?
Anderson is very, very scared. Mm. He feels like everything is closing in around him, and there's a huge web of conspiracy that could be dropping in on him anywhere. He's afraid even you could be a spy.
How do you really feel about Witchy? Particularly her new promotion.
He's really worried that Witchy was put there in second in command just to be able to knock off Chen. He's terrified that they're in control of security now.
And I'll save my last one as things continue. So, when did this happen? Like, was it before the last deployment? How long ago was this?
Yeah, this was, 12 hours before the last deployment or so. Maybe 8. Last deployment. That would have been about, last night-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are in this thing and how high up it goes, but I know they've got security. They've got the cameras. Don't worry. I have an illegal jammer.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? That's pretty good.
It wasn't hard to make.
Well, I can tell you more. One thing, I'm not part of this conspiracy, because if there's one thing I hate more than mice in general, it's people messing with baby in the name of destroying her for mice. So, I'm going to go ahead and maybe see if I can find out anything else on this. Was there anybody else around? Like, did anybody else pass in the hallway that you think might have overheard any of this?
I didn't see anyone, but Witchy wasn't in. I don't know whether Witchy would have turned off the cameras in her room when she was doing this, because she was chief of security. She might have gotten sloppy because she figured she was in charge. Maybe you could check out footage. I mean, it's a long shot. She'd have to be pretty dumb to do it, but
she is kind of dumb.
I guess if you figure you're in charge of security,
Yeah. It's a pretty good idea there, Anderson. Alright, well, thank you for this. I owe you one. You helped out with figuring out what was wrong with Baby, and this is gonna help me maybe figure out who did this to Baby. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Graham, I want to tell you that this isn't... I'm not telling you so... I mean, I do hope you investigate this, but I promise you, I heard them say this. It is only a matter of time before the chief of security and a person who's got full run of the hangar are gonna do something really bad. I don't know if they're doing it right now as we're talking.
Could. Well.
I know you want to go check it out and confirm my story, but we got a clock on us, and it is counting down.
I understand, Anderson.
I'm telling you because I can't take them myself.
Oh. Is it that you plan to take them with my help?
I'd like to. We can sort out... Honestly, I'd rather be court-martialed than have this mission fail.
If the mission fails, it's not going to need to be court-martialed.
Yeah. How can I get you to be patient?
You could... convince him to keep an eye out on the engines himself. If he's there, they can't go around sabotaging the stuff without making a huge commotion at minimum.
Yeah.
And the engines are more important even than the mechs.
That's true. Well, look, Anderson, you know, there's one thing that you can do that almost nobody else can do. And it's more important than getting into fistfights, right? You're the chief engineer, and you are in charge of taking care of the engines that are going to get all of our asses back home. You are uniquely positioned to make sure that they stay intact. I'm sure there's some kind of maintenance you need to do on them. So, what if you scoped them out and stood guard? You know, you've probably noticed me sitting up with Baby... once or twice, especially since stuff started to go downhill. Maybe you should sit up with your babies.
Hmm.
What?
Seducer manipulate.
Seducer manipulate. I'm so unstylish. Oh, but that's a 7. Rolling like a boss tonight.
So, let's see.
Because you're old.
It's because I'm old and wizened. And I have a talking knife. I'm not talking with her right now.
On a 7 to 9, you gotta, you owe him something.
Oh,
all right, okay. I'll do that. But
here, why don't you tell me what you want, and maybe I can get it for you.
I want you to check on this tonight. If you're gonna have to check on this at all.
All right, I got that for you. I'll do my job. You do your job.
All right. We weren't here. And he walks out.
And I'll walk out the other way.
You had no security?
I'm...
Or you headed over to Witchy's or Kimura's rooms. Or somewhere else.
So is security something that is sort of like people guard it late at night?
There's an office.
A security guard.
It's got a door that's locked. We're not really worried for the most part. I mean, there's probably a guard on it,
mm-hmm.
but, like, this is the sort of thing you could probably talk your way through. I mean, you're Graham. If you're going in somewhere, there's a good reason for why you're doing
it's
that.
It's pretty true, yeah. I knew a pretty
they,
good reason.
They, everyone knows Graham.
It's true. I'm probably going to go to where I can review the security tapes, because... I would like to check that avenue first before I wake somebody up out of bed. I don't want to spring the trap too early.
Gotcha. Well, the only place to review the tapes is at the security office.
Yep, so that's where I go.
Well, she's saying over there, can I have a quick little...
Sure.
Yeah.
So I think that I'm sobering up more rapidly than I expected to, maybe due to the mice biology, maybe due to my being an alcoholic. And what's Sasuke's first name?
I like Hitomi.
It's Hitomi.
Hitomi. And so we're sort of lying there in the medical pod, side by side.
Oh, no spoon?
No spoon.
Jesus. Can you fit in the pod without spooning?
It can accommodate a very large man, and I think that we're probably... Neither of us is probably very large. I mean...
Fair enough.
Artist isn't small, but...
So you're just not a cuddler, I guess.
I'm a little self-conscious about the parts of me that are metal.
You can always have them facing down. You could be a little spoon.
Maybe that's what...
I'm just kidding.
Artemis is never a little spoon. And I think... But I am reaching over with my left hand and... Stroking her hair.
Hmm.
And I say, Hitomi, we're gonna get out of this. You're gonna get out of this.
You think so?
You're gonna see your family again.
I hope not. My wife's gonna be super pissed.
You don't have to tell her about this. Hitomi. I was drunk, I took advantage of you. That's not how that works.
Hitomi, look,
we're all a little stressed out right now. We're all having a real bad week. I get it. And I'm, running a finger along her neck, and I say, Hitomi, you just have to believe. I believe you're going to get out of here alive. I believe you're going to get out of here alive. You're going to see your wife again, I promise.
Yeah. She deserves to bawl me out for this one.
Stop worrying about that.
No, it's good, because it means she loves me. I'm not going to die alone on a stupid rock.
No, no you're not.
Stupid cloud.
Promise me something. Can you tell me? Promise me you'll lead. Promise me you'll hold it together just a few more days, till we finish the mission. You know what? There you go. In respect. Do it for her.
Alright. I can do this. I think I need to go.
And I sort of reach up with my left hand and not strong or anything like that, just put it in her. Thank you.
She purses her lips and pulls away. Not violently, but...
And I give her a sad smile.
She turns around and collects her clothes and gets out.
Do I feel good? Do I feel well enough to stand up? Or to sit up? Could I force myself to my feet?
You certainly can force yourself to your feet.
I force myself to my feet.
As a pilot in this genre, you can always force yourself to your feet.
I force myself to my feet. I get my clothes back. I sit up. I start putting my... I put my clothes back on. Force myself to my feet and stagger out the door back to my quarters.
Ew. All right.
I don't want to be here in this sterile medical bay. Not with chat. Not with these mice parts.
All right. So you are off to the security office.
Mm-hmm.
Emo is leaning up against the door, nonchalant, taking a nap.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna sort of get close.
You can kind of make eye contact, left eye. The other one's covered by his hair.
Yeah. yeah, I'm gonna see how deeply he's sleeping and see if I can try the door just to slip in.
Well, he's leaning against the door.
Oh, he's leaning against the door? All right, I'm gonna sort of tug his sleeve, be like, Emo.
Huh?
I didn't just catch your ass sleeping, did I?
No, I was at full attention, sir.
Well, then you didn't catch my ass going in here to do some business, did you?
No, sir.
Absolutely not. And I'll just open the door and go past him. It's fine. It's fine. I'm just gonna check some business out.
Alright. The security office is a small room, not anywhere near as small as Anderson's. It's got a terminal on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a carpet which is considerably lighter in one circular spot near in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Something was probably recently removed from there.
Yeah.
It's got a back door off to the right leading to the brig. No one seems to be in here. It's quiet.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna double check the area just to see if anybody's.
Give me, yes, that's the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Seems appropriate here.
Not quite. That's a 6.
It looks like the coast is clear.
Mm-hmm. Alright, well. I'm gonna go ahead and go over to the terminal and see if I can access any of the video records. Because I'm sure we keep lots of records. I'm gonna pull up the date and time. And then filter through them until I can see which one I think might be Wishy's room.
Well, they're conveniently labeled.
Oh, okay.
In the database.
Well then, click!
They're done by personnel. So, you get Wishy's room. It appears as though she's talking to Kimura. They are having a heated discussion. They're whispering. You can't really hear what they're saying very well. Then they start shouting, and you can't hear what they're saying, and they mm-hmm. say nearly word for word what Anderson told you they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have sex.
Oh. Hmm. She's gonna watch it. Just, you know, for future reference.
Know their weaknesses.
Yeah, she's the quartermaster.
You gotta know their weaknesses. She's the quartermaster.
She deals in all sorts of commodities. She's gonna go ahead and is there any sort of like copy protection on these
files? There is, but you could probably try to break it.
I don't know that I will. I'm not good with computers. Pretty bad at computers, actually. I'm gonna go instead try to find Sasuke, wherever she might be. Probably in her quarters being sad.
You...
I'm going to try to leave everything as best I can. You know, sprinkle some sandwich crumbs back on the control panel.
As you're sprinkling, Witchy comes in. Oh. Hey, Graham.
Hey, Witchy. How's it going?
Good.
I'm going to connect with her.
That seems like a good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to do that one. For 10. Blow. What's she feeling right now?
Suspicion. No one is supposed to be in her office.
I know that.
And you sure do hate mice.
I sure do hate mice. And I'm sure I'm super suspicious. What does she really feel about me as a person? Aside from my racism.
Aside from your racism.
Like, that makes me a suspect.
Oh, I see. You have been around with mice long enough that you are probably the second most dangerous person here to her.
And, oh, yeah. How can I get her to not immediately arrest me for being suspicious?
Try to arrest you or arrest you?
Or... How can I get away? Without fist fighting.
Okay, without fist fighting.
Well...
How can you get away, not get attempted to be arrested without fist fighting? I'm not sure there is a way to do that.
All right.
That's your answer.
That's the answer. That's what I figured.
You're going to have to either get arrested or get violent to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
If you get arrested, you get +1 for acting on the...
I mean, if you get arrested, surely someone's going to want to talk to you in jail.
That's true.
I mean, there's no way she'd just, you know, shoot you on sight.
She could try. She might be strong and young, but she's not Grant.
You're mean and old.
I'm mean and old and really wily. I'm going to explain to her, hey, Witchy, I know I'm not supposed to be in here. Do you want me to tell you the honest truth?
Yeah, I'd like that a lot.
Yeah. I got a tip from somebody that they thought they knew who the saboteur was, and they were very upset and paranoid. And I thought, before I brought it to your attention, because it could just be a fever dream, I was going to try to check out whether their story had any kind of water to it at all. And I thought the best way to do that was to check the security records. And since your guard was asleep on the job, I thought that I'd just pop in here, check the records... and then pop right back out, whether I knew it was a true story or not.
I'm going to need you to make a manipulate roll.
Here we go. To save the day! 11!
Fuck!
Ow!
Does that make it a 10?
Sorry. Still a 10. It
makes
it a
10. Oh no, a 10.
Oh, no. Okay.
I think I know who you have been tailing. Kimura, right?
I haven't been tailing Kimura.
We've been concerned about her activities for some time.
Have you now?
Yeah.
What do you think she's been doing? She's certainly not nice to Baby.
We believe that she may have been behind the attempt on Baby.
Really?
Yeah, and she may also have been the one who planted the bomb.
Really?
We don't have any video of either of these events, but we have been hearing her say some suspicious things. We've been keeping an ear out on her. I appreciate you bringing this to our attention.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you think Kimura is a suspect, I'll leave it in your very capable hands.
Yeah, you know what? I think now is not a bad time to bring her in for questioning. With your additional evidence, this is going to really mean that we can close this case. Why don't you come with me? Let's go...
Oh, you know who we should have in on this? Don't you think we should have Commander Sasuke, too?
Oh, no. That would be too dangerous for the commander.
Really?
Well...
Dangerous about an interrogation? Do you think Kimura's going to explode on us?
Well, any time that you try to take down a suspect, even if they're innocent... they can act irrationally and dangerously, even more so if they're a trained saboteur.
Yeah, well, I mean, then I guess you'd probably have to talk to your security staff. I mean, I'm just an old woman.
Well, I mean, you're quite the veteran, I understand.
I am, but, you know, I don't know that I'm so good at fighting when I'm outside a baby. I mean,
I think I'm going to need you to make another manipulate.
Marcus P. I happen to be Marcus talking P. a lot with my talking knife. So it's just you and me going to black bag somebody?
Well, not
it's awfully
black.
Professional.
Well, if you got the evidence right now, we should just
I don't have any evidence. I left it right on the computer there for you.
Well, still, I need someone, and Emo is a little bit sleepy.
Sleepy as in actually sleepy, or sleepy as in sleepy?
This time, he was just nodding off.
Let's wake his ass up and bring him to. I mean, it's his job, right?
Someone needs to guard. You know what? Sure, they can wait for just a few minutes. I'm sure that's fine.
Yeah.
So, you and Witchy yes. and Emo go down to Kimora's quarters.
I wrangled a third party into this.
Not gonna be going into this 2-on-1.
I'm no rookie. I'm not just gonna waltz into this. I'm not going anywhere alone with you. I saw your ass.
And what an ass it was.
It wasn't that good.
It's awful.
Grandma's a veteran. She's seen better asses.
I've seen a lot of asses.
War stories.
War stories. Let me tell you about the best ass I ever saw.
It was on a beautiful twilight princess. Yeah, I took a tour in Star Wars. It was way more sick than Star Trek. There's yeah. A lot of slavery. So, the three of you assemble at Kimora's door, which she raises her hand to knock. Cut!
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I, Podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.